In the book of Genesis, God said to Abram that God has blessed him only so that he might be a blessing to others. What God has given us, we are to use in serving others. Many years later, Jesus reaffirmed this idea in his Sermon on the Mount. Hear these words of Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 19 through 24. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. The word of God leading us to be a people of God.
Please join me in prayer. Holy God, we thank you for the blessings that you have poured out upon us as a church, as individuals. We ask that your Spirit would cause us to give back to you the hidden treasures of our life. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As Jean was pointing out, we have these pie parties that are going on. If you haven't signed up, you can sign up after the worship in the parish hall or online. But it's a new way to come together and to discuss among each other what this body of Christ is to you. What does it mean to be part of this church? And for about a month, we'll be having these conversations. And then on November 18th, about a month from today, nearly every member of Tricon Church and a good amount of friends who are just connected somehow to this community, they're actually going to pledge money to this institution. Now, every single year to watch this happen is astonishingly beautiful to me. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into this idea of what stewardship is about and how we keep this vessel moving. But still, it's one of those amazing things that happens. Very curious. Every single year, mysterious and spirit-filled. So today begins our annual Tricon Stewardship Drive. And we are all asked to sign pledges and give away our hard-earned money to this ministry and mission of the church. We're not giving it to a denomination, which is very interesting. We're giving our money to this church alone, Tricon Church in Concord, Massachusetts. And each one of us is asked to consider how much money we are willing to entrust to our local church. And this, of course, gets weighed against an enormous list, right, of other very pressing financial needs that we might have, and financial commitments, our future goals, and so many other really good, worthy causes. There's no question. Some would say that this idea of stewardship of a church is a really hard sell. And I kind of agree, except for what it represents. But the outside observer might find this practice, this tradition of simply quietly asking for a pledge, to be something that's kind of inexplicable. It is reasonable to wonder what would cause otherwise responsible, bright people to give away their money like this. But as people of faith, we are compelled to respond to all that God is doing in our midst. We see it, we feel it, we know it. God is doing this among us, and we get to share in that work. And that's what stewardship is about. It's about sharing. There was this old story of a pastor who gets invited out to lunch one day by one of the more wealthy individuals in the congregation, and about halfway through the lunch, the gentleman says, "I know stewardship takes so much energy, and raising money for the church takes a lot of effort on your part and the church's part, so tell you what I'd like to do is I would like to underwrite the entire budget for this year." The pastor, of course, is taken aside, wondering what brought this on. And the gentleman continues, and he says, "All that I ask is that you do not accept any other contributions or offerings for the rest of the year. That's all I want. I want to do it all myself." At that point, of course, the pastor has only one response. We cannot accept that gift. We cannot do that to our people. It's not fair to them. It's not a matter of just paying the bills, you see. You know, we have all the numbers in the brochure, in the booklet, in the pie charts, but that's not what this enterprise is about. We need to be able to respond to all that God is doing in our midst and to share in that work. It's an honor. It's a privilege to be able to share in this work, no matter what you see stewardship as, no matter what you give to the church. This is a blessing of putting our treasure where our heart truly is. And we can't be deprived of the opportunity to give of ourselves. We just can't. That's not church. We pledge because we are people who truly believe that God is still active in this world. And we are invited to actually participate in God's healing of the nations. What a privilege. When we pledge our money, all of a sudden abstract faith becomes real, doesn't it? It's a true thing. And our pledge is a symbol of this sacred agreement that our life and the world we live in is better, more meaningful, because of our participation at Tricon Church. For many of us today, it's really a daily struggle to make any sense of our world. And this is why we gather here. It's here in church where we remember and we receive our core values, revive our core values, right? We reorient ourselves. Here's where we locate the courage to keep hope alive. It's here where we find the strength to stand together in open defiance of those who would hate, in open defiance of evil. And we fight for justice. It's here in this community where we nurture a vibrant faith in a God who is not indifferent to the cries of God's people. A faith that informs our actions and reorients our priorities. This is a place where stability and grace are the organizing principles of all that we do, in each committee, in each leadership, everywhere. This is the way we do things. And we are organized around the words and practices of Jesus, who guides us toward the healing of our own broken hearts, of our own disappointments. And then we heal the world. This is the place where we find relief in our shared pain, support when the bottom drops out, and it does. Here's where we discover that we are not alone. And together we grab hold of this bigger promise, and we find fulfillment in serving one another, in caring for one another, and even giving our money away. In this community, we are rooted in a faith that reveals a God of peace and justice a God who invites us to participate in the work of healing a fractured world. I love the fact that we can only do that together. Only do it together. Our combined pledges are the only revenue that keeps this enterprise going. That's it. Our pledges fund all the salaries, they pay for all the benefits, enable all our programs and events to happen. And because we know that faith is an action verb, we set aside a generous percentage. Somewhere circling around 20% of every single dollar goes out to worthy social action and social justice ministries, to missions, working locally, nationally, and internationally, the whole world. In fact, the very fact that we not only exist in this culture and society, but we actually thrive in this endeavor. That's no small achievement, friends. It's really quite amazing. It's actually remarkable. And Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And when we give to Tricon Church, we invest our treasure to support what goes on here and out there and in the street. We are compelled and captivated by what goes on here. We are compelled and captivated by how the story of Jesus remains real and relevant today. And we can only do this in community. So to truly and willingly invest in Tricon Church is actually a spiritual practice. It's an act of faith. It's not separate from spreadsheet and spirituality. They're one and the same. And when you contribute to Tricon Church, it is a very enthusiastic vote to support a people who are yearning to support goodness, to facilitate healing in a broken world. And because we are guided in the way of Jesus, we stand together in courageous and open defiance of hate and injustice. We practice extravagant love and welcome, and commit to finding better and better ways to serve one another, even while reaching out to our neighbors and freely offer all that we have and all that we can. We are drawn together for this great work of restoration, and I am convinced that every single contribution, every single one, great and small, has an eternal significance when combined together. So let us together, once again, nurture this community. Each of us is invited to give freely from the wealth and abundance that God has blessed us. And this is the way that we move together, unified into a future strengthened by faith and compels us to walk as a witness of God's action in this world. This is where our eternal treasure is, and it is a blessing to be able to give together. Amen.